Intimidation, wiretapping, intrigue, and big money. It's a story straight out of Hollywood. And in fact, it's a story straight out of Hollywood. Private investigator Anthony Pelicano is on trial in federal district court in Los Angeles. He's defending himself, no lawyer, against charges of intimidating reporters on behalf of his high-powered Hollywood clients. Say you're a bigwig worried about an unflattering profile about to run in a big magazine. Pelicano would allegedly make it go away, or try to, with methods that would earn two thumbs up from Billy Wilder. New York Times reporter David Carr watched the proceedings last week. Now he's back. David, welcome back to OTM.
A pleasure to be with you, Brooke.
As the story goes now, in 2002, Pelicano was accused of threatening LA Times reporter Anita M. Bush by having a fish and a rose placed in her car along with a bullet-sized hole in the windshield.
You can't make this stuff up, Brooke. I wish I had.
What do you mean you can't make it up? It's exactly like the horse head in the bed in The Godfather.
Except it's real.
Now, this was said to have been done for Pelicano client Steven Seagal, right?
You know, the agency of the threat is really difficult to track. But allegedly, she had been pursuing a long-running story about Michael Ovitz and then a long-running story about Steven Seagal. And she found this dead fish, a rose, a bullet hole in the window. And then a Vanity Fair reporter, Ned Zeman, who was also doing a story about Steven Seagal, had some guys pull up next to him while he was driving and fire an empty gun and say the word bang and tell him to stop what you're doing. So it's kind of L.A. Confidential plus.
Now, Pelicano has only been charged in the Anita Bush incident, right?
He has been charged with multiple counts of wiretapping and racketeering with regard to the Anita Bush case and many, many others. It's been alleged that he engaged in a wholesale pattern of wiretapping to obtain confidential information that would advance his client's business or often marital interests. I mean, most of the clients came through Burt Fields, famed Hollywood attorney that represents many powerful folks. Chris Rock was a client. Brad Gray was a client. Michael Ovitz was a constant client.
So you're a big wig in Hollywood, and someone is out to get you. Either they're out to blackmail you into cutting a better deal, they're out to, you know, name you in a paternity suit. You've got somebody on you like white on rice. You call Burt Fields, this big-time Hollywood talent manager, and he connects you with Pelicano?
You either call Mr. Fields or you call Mr. Pelicano directly and you say, I have a problem. I'd like you to make it go away. And he is not going to fill you in on the details. But in fact, he may use a crooked Beverly Hills cop as he did. Craig Stevens testified that he pulled criminal motor vehicle records on over 100 people on his behalf. He may, in fact, do background checks on you in other ways that give his client leverage. Or barring that, he may rent an apartment in your zip code and it's alleged set up a phone tap so that your every move is known to his client.
Gary Shandling and Keith Carradine also made their way as witnesses through this courtroom, right?
Yeah, but they were victims. Gary Shandling was subjected to endless wiretaps. He kept trying to figure out how it is that the people he was negotiating with seemed to know his every move before he did, and turns out they were listening in on the line. For all I know, Mr. Pelicano's hearing this conversation as well.
But I guess the question for our listeners would be, why are we asking you about this, except for the fact that it's so delicious and wonderful? You write that the trial could serve as an accurate, if untidy, prism on the ethos of the modern entertainment business, to wit, you scratch my back, I'll stab yours.
What else do you want? I mean, this is how business is conducted in some parts of Los Angeles. Everybody smiles and wears beige and acts like they're in agreement. But when it comes down to it, they're using guerrilla tactics from the hills to gain any advantage they can. I think the reason that there are these black ops underway is that all of Hollywood has watched way too many movies about how business is done And this is a movie brought to life where people engaged in behavior that's far beyond the ken of both federal and state laws, but many of them are going to end up living beyond consequence. So maybe it is a little bit of a movie.
So Pelicano goes through all of these hijinks. To what end?
Well, you have to give Pelicano some credit because he's living his values. He could have very easily thrown over his clients when the feds came for him. He was first charged with possession of explosives, served, I think, 30 months for that. And then just when he's due to get back out, they said, we're going to charge you with wiretapping. At that point, it would have been a simple matter for Mr. Pelicano to say, well, you know what? I didn't do this by myself. There's a lot of big people in Hollywood who made this happen. He did none of that. He has his own personal code of silence. He's made a decision that he's going to fight this tooth and nail. But when you're charged in a federal court and representing yourself, no less, there's not much chance he's going to get away. But a lot of other people have.
David, thanks so much.
An absolute pleasure. Good luck keeping this all straight, Brooke. No one knows, man. The thing is every cliche that you've ever seen in a Hollywood movie about skullduggery is there on display in an open federal court. It's breathtaking to walk into.
Thanks again.
A pleasure, Brooke.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.